Okay, step seven starts really going to town on things. In step seven, what you're going to add is the element of frame control. You'll find all the details of this on CD10, Advanced Frame Control, How to Lead Any Interaction. Now remember, frame control is done basically by maintaining your frame, pre-framing things, reframing or deframing objections that come up along the way. Of those four steps, pre-framing something and maintaining that frame are the most important things that you can do. Now remember, the art of maintaining your frame is all about being non-reactive, to have this impassive features where a challenge almost is unheard, it's like it doesn't exist. To a certain extent, you've already practiced an element of this skill during the hypnotic gaze induction, because there you practice the ability to actually maintain your frame that trance is occurring while staring at someone else and breaking a lot of these social boundaries. You had to be able to quiet down and calm the mind to the point where none of these external signals were coming out that you're feeling uncomfortable. And these same things will be very important in maintaining your frame. Now when you're doing pre-framing, that's when your thinking caps really come on. In order to pre-frame something effectively, you must first of all know what is your purpose, what are you trying to achieve. And when you're trying to achieve something, you want to go for the big picture. In other words, if a world existed in which this outcome was just assumed, it was just right, it was just the natural order of things, as natural as an apple falls from a tree, then you must ask yourself, in this world, what things would be true? What things would happen? How would people react? How would people respond? What would they say? What wouldn't they say? What would they make an issue of? What would they not make an issue of? So at this level, you're becoming a great master at looking at the world from a different way. What is a good way to look at these things from? And then you're becoming the master of the art of implication and assumption. Because you want to imply your frames. You want to assume your pre-frames. In this way, they don't get challenged anywhere near as much. They become a natural order of things. Plus, it makes maintaining your frame that much easier and that much more powerful. Because when someone tries to challenge an implication, you can look at them like they're being very strange right now. You don't even have to mention anything. To a greater or lesser extent, you will have been using pre-frames already in the preceding six steps to mastery. But this time, you can actually focus on this step and really take time to polish it, refine it, and master this art properly. Of course, you'll also want to master the art of reframing and deframing. Reframes, remember, is to look at things in a different way and to find value in a situation when there is a challenge. So reframes are the art of finding a silver lining to every cloud. Remember again, the two ways you'll learn to deframe is one is the context reframe. In other words, in what context will this behavior or this situation actually be a useful thing to have? And then a meaning reframe is, what other way can we look at the same situation and draw a different meaning from this that is a more useful way of seeing things? Deframing, again, is a very powerful art. In a deframe, you just switch positions. Remember, when someone is challenging your frame, they're actually challenging you and the way you look at the world in some way. So by deframing, what you do is you reverse that challenge. You begin to challenge the other person and the way they look at the world in some way. And whilst they become busy either living up to your challenge or trying to justify their own way of looking at the world or perceiving the world, they're too busy to continue with the challenge of your original frame. Now remember, when you're doing deframes, there is a danger that you become too aggressive, sarcastic, caustic, or in some way negative in their interaction. You must be very careful to maintain a very positive, maybe even kindly and gentle interaction. Why? Because people's egos are at stake whenever you challenge the worldview. So make sure whatever you do it in a subtle enough way. You set a challenge that they want to live up to is a much more powerful way of doing things than to actually challenge and tear down the actual world that they happen to be living in. Once you've mastered the art of frame control, and more importantly, how to deal with challenges as they arise, you'll be ready to move on to step 8.